New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 4,589 and a low of 2,300 note. Not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Premier Doug Ford says he would have no problem extending the remaining mask mandates beyond the end of the month, if recommended by the province's top doctor. The province has lifted mask mandates in most settings except those deemed high risk, like long-term care homes, hospitals, and public transit. Requirements for those settings are due to expire on April 27, but Dr. Kieran Moore has said he's considering extending them amid the latest wave of COVID-19 cases. Ford says he'd accept that recommendation if Moore makes it, to protect vulnerable people. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 3:30 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported today at 3 p.m. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3 p.m. on April 7 to 254,297 tested, 7,389 confirmed asterisk note. As of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 409 active cases, 22 currently hospitalized, 6,980 resolved, 47 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 6,052 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 735 in Central and East Algoma, 338 in Elliott Lake and area, 264 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of April 13 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,234 cumulative positives, 3,697 cumulative recovered, 34 deaths, 2 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on April 14, population coverage, percent of total population that has received at least one dose, 84.9%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses, 81.6%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose, 88.7%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses, 85.2%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose, 91.1%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses, 88.9%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses, 62.0%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose, 84.4%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses, 81.3%, percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose, 60.2%. APH reported cases this week. Active cases drop in April 11 update. Small increase in hospitalizations and patients in ICU reported on April 12. Increase in active COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations reported on April 13. Region's 47th COVID-related death reported on April 14. COVID-19. Ontario hospitals grapple with virus-related absences. NDP Deputy Leader Sarah Singh pointed Wednesday to recent comments by Dr. Kieran Moore, the province's chief medical officer, indicating that ICU admissions could reach 600 over the next several weeks of the sixth wave. Pat King's bail review halted when lawyer's computer hacked. New charges to be laid. New charges against King are perjury and obstruction of justice. Bail review for convoy organizer Pat King abruptly adjourned. Details of these latest proceedings are subject to a publication ban and cannot be shared outside of court. Watch. Antiviral treatments, PCR testing expanding to more high-risk people. Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore made the announcement Monday.